They are called the Untouchables. There are 160 million of them in India, outcasts in their own country. These people aren't untouchable because they have some dreaded disease or because they've committed an unspeakable crime. They are shunned by other people because they are considered the lowest, most despicable kind of person. They are untouchables because they simply exist. These are the headlines. In a moment, we're going to look at the important news behind the headlines.
Welcome to the Good News Program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. The Good News doesn't try to cover up today's problems. This is a program that dares to look at today's dilemmas and ask the questions that must be asked. It seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. Please join Gary Petty for a discussion of today's Good News subject.
In India, 160 million people suffer as societal outcasts because they are untouchables, people outside the caste system in the Hindu religion. They are born into a system that limits them and their children to menial jobs, discrimination, and even violence from members of other castes. David Palmer reports.
Prejudice defines their lives, Gary, particularly in rural areas where nearly three-quarters of India's people live. An example, the sins of one untouchable are many, his attackers insisted. He had, they said, bad karma. He's a leather worker, and Hindu law says that working with animal skins makes him unclean, someone to avoid and revile. He attempted to buy a small plot of land outside the village where he lived. Instead, he got what untouchables often get. One night, while he was away, eight men from a higher caste came to his farm. They broke his fences, stole his tractor, beat his wife and daughter, and burned down his house. The message was clear. Stay at the bottom where you belong. Untouchables are shunned, insulted, banned from temples and higher caste homes, made to eat and drink from separate utensils in public places, and in some extreme cases are raped, burned, lynched, and gunned down. Gary?
David, I know there's been some reform by the Indian government over the past half a century, but how prevalent is discrimination and violence against the untouchables even today?
Although the Indian Constitution makes caste discrimination illegal, untouchables living at the bottom of society are still subjected to indignities and atrocities. The problem, Gary, is that the ancient Hindu caste system, which discriminates against untouchables, often overpowers modern law. Even though India's constitution forbids caste discrimination, untouchables suffer extreme social discrimination and segregation. In fact, many rural Indian villages remain completely segregated. One in six Indian people remain at risk for human rights violations on the basis of the caste into which they were born. Untouchables are denied access to land, forced to work in slave-like conditions, and routinely abused, even killed, at the hands of police. Many of their children are sold into bondage to pay off debts to upper caste creditors. Many women are sexually abused by landlords and police to crush dissent within the community. The laws designed to provide equal rights and protection is seldom enforced. Gary?
Thanks, David. Good News producer Peter Eddington talked with Maimon Varkey. He is a Christian who moved to the United States from India.
Thank you, Gary. We're talking with Maimon Varkey. Maimon, what part of India did you come from?
I come from the southern tip of India. The name of the city is Cochin, C-O-C-H-I-N. It's a Jewish settlement area.
So then, Maimon, how important is the caste system in Indian society?
One of the major hereditary classes into which Hindu society is divided, each caste distinctly is separated from the others by restrictions placed upon occupation and marriage. High castes, they are the priests and the teachers of Hindu religion. They maintain a self-disciplined life with a purity. They are the Aryans with a light skin, mainly migrated from Europe and Asia. They go through four stages in their life. According to this, a boy is born again at the age of 8. The equivalent of coming of age for girl is marriage.
And so the caste system is a very important part of Indian society then, right?
Yes, sir. It is a very important part of the Hindu culture. It is.
Maiman, if you would, please tell us about the untouchables.
Untouchability has always been a key problem of Indian civilization. We know Hindu religion is the world's oldest religion. They are known as the outcast of Indian society. Outcast, it means oppressed, repressed by the high people in the society. Some untouchable subcastes are regarded as so polluted that members are supposed to keep out of sight and do their work at night. When Mahatma Gandhi, that was an Indian spiritual leader, subcaste refused him permission to go to England to study the law. Anyway, he went and was rejected from the caste. And thus, he became a outcast. I have a lot to say about this subject, but our time is limited. And I have to stop here. Thank you, Mr. Peter, for calling me and a part of this work.
Well, Maiman, thank you very much for joining us on Good News Radio.
Okay, if I can help you, just call me back.
Gary, back to you.
Thanks, Peter. We're going to talk a little about the various Hindu deities and the caste system that produces the untouchables, so don't go away.
It seems like my life is out of control. I'm trying to hold down a job, rush the kids to soccer practice, and make ends meet. To think of all the dreams I had when I was young.
I thought that when I got to a certain age, I'd finally feel successful. But they keep changing the rules. I don't even know how to define success anymore.
I try hard in school and go to church every week. But I still don't know what I'm supposed to do with my life. Sometimes I think, just have fun, because who knows what will happen tomorrow.
What is your destiny? Why do you exist? Is there a reason, a purpose for your life? These are the questions all of us ask. Where do we go for the answers? Here is a free booklet that can help you understand what the Bible says about your present and future. What is Your Destiny? Explains why God created humanity and the awesome purpose of life. To get your free copy of What is Your Destiny, call 1-800-966-9232. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Have you had about all the bad news you can take? Maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is a full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. It is absolutely free, and there is no charge or obligation. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The magazine is free. The contents are priceless. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org.
Welcome back. Joining us today in the Good News Radio studio is Gary Antion, who among many other endeavors, he's a minister, a marriage counselor, and teaches comparative religions at the Ambassador Bible Center in Cincinnati, Ohio. Gary, thanks for being with us today.
Well, I'm happy to join you once again.
You know, most Americans have only a vague understanding of Hinduism, though there are actually many Hindus here in this country, actually millions of them. Maybe give us a little background into the origins of Hinduism.
Well, Hinduism is basically the religion of India. It is indigenous to India, and though it has spread to some extent outside of India into the Western world, it is primarily the religion of India. Many of their tenets come from the Indo-Europeans who invaded India several millennia ago. They bestowed information regarding the worship and service of multiple gods, some say over 330 million of them. These beliefs were mixed with native Indian customs to form Hinduism. Other religions have tried to supplant Hinduism, but Indians did not accept them, including Buddhism, Christianity, and Islam. There is no precise founder, nor is there any fixed creed in Hinduism.
You know, anyone who's tried to understand the Hindu deities, it's just confusing. I mean, there are just so many of them. Maybe explain a little bit, if in the confines of this time, just a little bit about the gods and the goddesses that are involved in Hinduism.
Well, I'm not sure that anyone would give the same answer about the gods of India. There are three primary ones, a Trimurti or a Trinity of gods: Brahma, the creator, Vishnu, the preserver, and Shiva, the destroyer. Each one is worshipped in a different way. However, Brahma is largely ignored in worship. Vishnu has many avatars or incarnations or appearances and is happily worshipped, where Shiva is feared. There are millions of other gods, and animism is a form of worship which sees spirits behind other objects. Some gods are revered and loved, while others are feared and left alone. Gurus are teachers who bring spiritual meaning to those who seek that information from them. Many do not learn their religion from their holy books, the Vedas, but actually from these teachers. And religion to Hindus is a very personal one.
So, of course, with all this different teachers, I'm sure there's a lot of different doctrines, a lot of different basic concepts. You know, if you look at all this variety, are there any basic concepts that you'll find that are throughout much of Hinduism?
Yes, of course, there are a lot of differing beliefs, but all Hindus do believe in the sacredness of their holy books, the Vedas, and in the caste system. The basic belief is that there is a need for the soul to be released from this human life. Most of their outlook is other world. They're looking to be released or achieve moksha, which is a releasing of the soul after an endless cycle of reincarnation, where the person dies and passes on the soul. A lot of this after multiple rebirths, as the person advances through the caste system. Denial of self or asceticism is sometimes practiced, and worship is done through several different aspects, some obtaining knowledge or acts of obedience or some worshipful service to the gods. Sometimes the placating of the gods is another form of worship.
Of course, there is a strict caste system within Hinduism. And we started at the beginning of the program to talk about the untouchables, which are actually people outside that system. Maybe explain a little bit about the caste system.
Sure. The caste system, of course, which all Hindus are supposed to believe in, is a means of determining where the soul abides on its way toward release. One must advance through the various castes in the future, in future lives, rather, to finally achieve moksha or release. Shudra, that's the lowest caste. Vaishyas is the next caste. Kshatriyas, the next one. And Brahmins are the order of the castes. Pariahs, or outcasts, as we've been talking about, the untouchables, are not even in the caste system. I can give you a little bit of an understanding of where the caste system comes from. According to the Hindus, Brahma, who is the creator god, created the first man, Manu. And out of Manu's head came the Brahmins, or the holiest ones, the priestly class. Out of his hands came the warriors and rulers. They were called the Kshatriyas, the second highest caste. Out of his thighs came, out of the first man, Manu's thighs, came the craftsmen of the world called the Vaishyas. And out of Manu's feet came the rest of the people called the Shudras. Now, the outcasts don't even make it into that area. They are considered untouchable, and they're called outcasts because people do not want to even touch them because they would be polluted. They aren't even in the caste. They could be the product of mixed marriages. They could be the product of those who try to achieve a higher caste by marrying into a higher caste. The children of that type of a relationship would be considered outcasts. And, of course, they do the lowest jobs in India and aren't even considered in the caste system.
So the caste system and the concept of reincarnation are linked together then.
Absolutely. It'll take numerous lifetimes, according to Hinduism, for a soul to journey through the castes. There are advances and setbacks. It's like a relay race. The baton represents the soul. The baton is handed off to a new runner at the exchange lane. If it's a smooth handoff, all is well. If not, then the runner is disqualified and the baton does not advance. In life, if a person has good karma And to Hindus, karma is the law of the deeds. From good comes good, from evil, evil. If a person has good karma, then the soul advances in the next life. If not, then the soul either remains where it was on the journey or retreats.
Well, this explains that, of course, why in Hinduism there is such a sacredness to animals and why they will not eat meat, why they will not kill animals, because those are souls that are migrating.
And there are some who believe that not only soul, not only animals, but even vegetable life. There are some who believe there are so many different species of life that a person can come back with. And therefore, that individual would be treating all types of life very sacred.
What does the Bible really say about reincarnation? And are there untouchables in Christianity? We'll be back to discuss these issues right after these messages.
It seems like my life is out of control. I'm trying to hold down a job, rush the kids to soccer practice, and make ends meet. To think of all the dreams I had when I was young.
I thought that when I got to a certain age, I'd finally feel successful. But they keep changing the rules. I don't even know how to define success anymore.
I try hard in school and go to church every week. But I still don't know what I'm supposed to do with my life. Sometimes I think, just have fun, because who knows what will happen tomorrow.
What is your destiny? Why do you exist? Is there a reason, a purpose for your life? These are the questions all of us ask. Where do we go for the answers? Here is a free booklet that can help you understand what the Bible says about your present and future. What is Your Destiny? Explains why God created humanity and the awesome purpose of life. To get your free copy of What is Your Destiny, call 1-800-966-9232. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Are you tired of hearing nothing but bad news? Well, here's some good news. You can receive a year's subscription to the Good News Magazine absolutely free. The Good News Magazine isn't a Pollyannish cover-up of today's problems. It is a magazine that dares to look at today's problems and ask the questions that must be asked. The Good News seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered in the pages of your Bible. Today's radio program is sponsored by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. Your free subscription to the Good News has already been paid. You will never be sent a bill or be obligated in any way. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. That's 1-800-966-9232 for your free subscription to the Good News behind the headlines.
Welcome back to the program. Today we're discussing Hinduism with Gary Antion. You know, Gary, before the break we were discussing the Hindu caste system, and we're talking about the untouchables, that group of people that's actually, they're outside the caste system, a member of this sort of casteless society. How difficult is it for the untouchables to relate to the other castes?
Well, according to Hinduism, it would be very difficult for that person to even get into the caste system. But through multiple lives, the other castes, the lower castes, can eventually, through multiple lives and passing on the soul, they have the opportunity to advance. But it would be through years and years and years that it would take through multiple reincarnations for that person to rise. It's impossible for an untouchable to rise above his or her class in this life.
Now, obviously, the Christian Bible takes a very rigid stand against the polytheism that is in Hinduism. What does the Bible teach about reincarnation?
Well, the scriptures are clear that when a person dies, it is likened to a sleep. Jesus Christ used this example in talking about Lazarus, where Lazarus was struggling with life and finally died, and Jesus Christ said, Lazarus is asleep. And his disciples said, well, that's great, Lord. If he's asleep, then he's doing better. And Jesus said, Lazarus is dead. So the scriptures do not teach a reincarnation. They teach that this life is now. Each one of us has so many years, 70, 70, 70, 10. The Bible indicates as a round figure. They are not active when a person dies. They have no conscious thoughts. Solomon compared a dead human to a live animal. He said that the live animal was better. Psalmist David wrote, he said in the Psalms that if an individual died, his very thoughts perished. Paul wanted to attain the resurrection, which comes at the last trump. Paul did not say, I can't wait for my soul to be released. So we do not see the soul as that which goes on and is perpetuated, but rather the person is a soul. When Adam was created, God said he was a living soul, living nefesh, just like the animals, a living, breathing human being. Now, there is a spirit component in human beings that carries on, but that is only activated at the resurrection.
Okay, so I mean, most Christians are going to realize that Hinduism is against the Bible on so many different levels. But I want to change the direction a little bit here. We've been talking about the untouchables. Is there in Christianity a class of people that God would consider untouchable?
In some ways, yes, and in most ways, no. No, in general, because Jesus Christ came to save sinners. God loves the peoples of this world. One of the famous scriptures, John 3:16, for it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." It said that Jesus Christ came to die for sinners. Paul said he died for him who was a sinner in chief. God wants the very best for all people. He does not want something from them except their faithfulness and obedience for their own good. God calls the weak and the poor of the world, the needy of the world. 1 Corinthians 1, verses 26 and 27 indicates this. He calls the brokenhearted and those who are imprisoned, those who recognize that they need him. The only outcasts in Christianity are those who do not desire God, do not believe there is a God. He certainly calls them fools in Psalms 14 and verse 1. And he talks about those who create division and those who spread division and those who continually practice sin as those who we as individuals should avoid. Then though they will have an opportunity to eventually come to the knowledge of the truth and eventually repent, because God wants all people to come to the knowledge of the truth, as he said in 1 Timothy 2:2, and he also wants all people to have the opportunity to come to repentance, 2 Peter 3:9.
So we can say in Christianity, the only outcasts are those who deliberately make themselves outcasts.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Well, you know, Gary, thanks. As always, we appreciate you joining us on Good News Radio.
Well, you're welcome. It's been a very interesting topic.
You know, one of the most dreaded diseases of the ancient world was leprosy. There was no cure. The person who had contracted leprosy slowly rotted to death. It was painful and it was hideous, and people avoided touching lepers at all times. In fact, when walking in public in ancient Israel, lepers were to announce their arrival by shouting, "Unclean, unclean." Unlike the untouchables in India, these lepers really were untouchable for health reasons. The Bible tells us of a leprous man who came to Jesus and begged him for healing. Jesus granted the leper his wish. But you know, the remarkable thing is that Jesus reached out and touched him to perform the healing. Spiritually, to Jesus Christ, no one is considered untouchable as long as he or her, she or he is, are willing to come to him and have a relationship with him. What is keeping you from total commitment to God? Is it because you think you're unworthy? Is it because you think you lack intelligence or talent or religious training? We know all of us are really unworthy, but the Creator God sees value in each of us as his child. What is the purpose for your life? If you would like to understand more about Jesus of Nazareth, the man who claimed to be the Son of God, and your value to your Creator, then first read the Gospel accounts of Christ's life in your Bible, and then read, "What is Your Destiny?" You can get your free copy by calling 1-800-966-9232. That's 1-800-966-9232. You know, the call is free. The booklet is free. This information about your destiny can change your life. If you would like to email us here on Good News Radio, and we occasionally read mail both on the air, you know, good and bad, the address is gnradio@ucg.org. Why were you born? Well, there's a big difference between grasping your future and simply going on the way you have been. The choice, as always, it's up to you. Join us next time when we continue to explore what the Bible really says about you and your future. For Good News Radio, I'm Gary Petty.
It seems like my life is out of control. I'm trying to hold down a job, rush the kids to soccer practice, and make ends meet. To think of all the dreams I had when I was young.
I thought that when I got to a certain age, I'd finally feel successful. But they keep changing the rules. I don't even know how to define success anymore.
I try hard in school and go to church every week. but I still don't know what I'm supposed to do with my life. Sometimes I think, just have fun, because who knows what will happen tomorrow.
What is your destiny? Why do you exist? Is there a reason, a purpose for your life? These are the questions all of us ask. Where do we go for the answers? Here is a free booklet that can help you understand what the Bible says about your present and future. What is Your Destiny? Explains why God created humanity and the awesome purpose of life. To get your free copy of What is Your Destiny, call 1-800-966-9232. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Have you had about all the bad news you can take? Maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is a full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. It is absolutely free, and there is no charge or obligation. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The magazine is free. The contents are priceless. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org. You've been listening to the Good News Radio Program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. We seek the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. To receive your free copy of the literature offered on today's program, please call toll-free 1-800-966-9232. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. 1-800-966-9232.